You're listening to the Retrovore Union Square Market Report.
Today we'll hear from Dave at Max Creek. He primarily raises trout, but also potatoes, herbs, and when in season, he harvests wild watercress.
Then we'll talk to Phyllis from Shoshone Valley Hydro Farms. She sells fresh tomatoes and herbs year-round on her low-carbon hydroponic farm.
Lastly, we'll speak to Mike from Tamarack Hollow Farms, where they raise pigs for a variety of pork products, from sausages to bacon to pork chops.
My name's Dave Harris. The name of the business is Max Creek Hatchery. My basic business is raising trout, but I raise some specialty organic crops just so they have my truck full when I come down. We come down here every Wednesday throughout the year at Union Square, and we have the freshest trout in the city, probably the freshest fish in the city. Okay, the potatoes are, these are Corollas, and I like to tell, they're a German potato. You can do just about anything with them. They're yellow inside. I like to tell people this is what Yukon Gold would like to be. They're not, Yukons are not up to these guys. Now the trout I raise in ponds and tanks with spring water, I start them right from eggs and grow them right on through. They never get any drugs or antibiotics. They're in nice, clean water. They're harvested just before dark the day before I come down. So by the time I get here, they're not even out of the water 24 hours, which unless somebody gets up early, they're the freshest fish around. And fresh, of course, with fish makes a big, big difference. The trout are smoked by a friend of mine over in Hancock, New York. He has a little business right on the river called Delaware Delicacies. He smokes them with apple wood and his own brines, and he just makes an outstanding product. Okay, the smoked trout, let me just take this lady's money because she's paying me for one of these smoked trout.
Every week I get one smoked trout. It's my treat for the week.
I like to tell people that the trout are habit forming. Nothing artificial in there. and there we have the testimony.
My name is Phyllis Underwood. We are Underwood's Greenhouse / Shushan Valley Hydro Farms. We are in upstate New York in Shushan. It's in Washington County, about 4 hours from here. And we grow hydroponic vegetables, largely tomatoes, basil, and lettuce. And we do everything all natural. We don't use any insecticides or herbicides. And we also do grow some of our stuff with solar energy. We have several of our pumps that run by solar energy, and we're trying to explore more options to use more natural energy, such as solar and wind energy. And so we're doing research to see what will fit into our operation to make us more green, smaller footprint. We have our herb house, which is only about 3 years old, and the tomato operation is about 14 years old. So we've been doing this for a while, and each year we try to add something that is more energy efficient to the operation. We grow three different varieties. We grow a grape tomato, we grow a vine cluster, that's the type of tomato that's attached to the vine, and we grow a beefsteak, all in our 12,000 square foot greenhouse. There are called Geronimo and Tradero and Favoritas. As I said, we grow hydroponically, and that means that you grow with just water and nutrients, no soil. And what you do is you put your all-natural ingredients, nutrients into the water and then feed the plants that way so they get all the nutrients they need to grow and taste, you know, like you want a tomato to taste. And we can do that because it's in the greenhouse, and we can control everything naturally because, again, we're in a greenhouse. And if we have any problems, we'll buy bugs that will eat the other bugs. Like if you get aphids, you buy ladybugs, that type of thing. So that way we're able to keep everything nice and natural.
I'm Mike Beatty, Tamarack Hollow Farm. Our primary product is pasture-raised pork. And we're sort of known for our sausages. We do a variety of sausages, with all of them without nitrates, no fillers, no stabilizers. The animals, because they're raised out on pasture and they're not given any antibiotics, the meat has a sort of richness and a nutty characteristic that is sort of lost in most, or is completely absent in commercially raised pork. And people really like it. So, the farm is currently in South Wheelock, Vermont. I'm moving the farm to Burlington in the spring. The reason for that is, well, a couple of different reasons. We found that to be sustainable going forward, need to be closer to a major market. So we're trying to get, and the Northeast Kingdom is really isolated. We raise a mix of livestock, and we're pretty small scale. We were farming around about 300 acres, which was more than I needed, and was more responsibility than I really needed. So by using smaller acreage, I can take the time that necessary to raise the animals the way I want to do it. Which is, you know, we do intensive rotational grazing on pasture with pigs, chickens, lambs, turkeys, ducks, and geese. And it's a multi-layer system, so every animal is sort of dependent on timely movements so that the other animals could come on. And managing a large farm, it didn't really work out. We had to kind of back up and see what our priorities were. And our overriding priority was to build in sustainability, and I think this is really going to do it.
It's been a record cold week at the farmers market, but the farmers keep showing up, and we hope you do too.
The Retrovore Union Square Market Report is produced by Matt and Amy of Retrovore.com.
Remember, the future
is in the pasture.
See you next week.